We bring in the voice of the Razorbacks, Chuck Barrett. Chuck, it begins today. Arkansas trying to go back to the College World Series. Omaha, Nebraska, you're at Baum Stadium. Beautiful Baum Stadium. Western Illinois, the opponent today.
Yeah, it should be fun. It's a little chilly today, but the sun's finally come out. So it's it could be worse. We played worse on opening day. But, you know, this is an anticipated season, maybe the most anticipated ever. And as the team's been ranked number one by, you know, more than one poll. And so, you know, here we go. It's a long season, 56 regular season games, and then, hopefully tournament play for a while after that. So we're going to be going till about the middle of June, hopefully.
Yes, just like last year. Hopefully it'll end at least two more games in Omaha this next year.
Get to that
championship series.
Last year. You know, it was a great experience last year. They were close and, you know, a play or two here or there, and it might have been, you know, it might have been Arkansas playing Fort. I think Arizona was probably, you know, they were the best team. They were playing the best there, and they were probably going to win it either way. But, you know, it was a great experience, and a lot of the guys that were there back, most of the guys that were there back. So, you know, they want to go win the whole thing now.
You see how Dave Van Horn has had success just about everywhere he goes. What's one of his best qualities? How is he able to get the most out of his players?
You know, he manages ego really well. And, you know, first off, he understands the game. He's a very good tactician. He's a very good teacher of the game. And you have to be those things to be successful. But, you know, baseball is one of those games where, you know, it's kind of like basketball in the sense sometimes that these kids have been told since they were 14 that, you know, college was just going to kind of be a passageway onto the pros. And, you know, you've got a lot of guys that find themselves in draft years sometimes, and, you know, they've got a lot of outside forces coming in. And baseball's a sport that has a lot of that. And you've got to be able to manage egos. You've got to be able to manage people beyond the team. And Dave does that as well as anyone I've seen.
Chuck Barrett joins us here on Overtime, the voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Arkansas and Western Illinois. First pitch a little after 3 o'clock today. You can hear that, by the way, on our sister station, 106.7 The Heartbeat. Both games, though, the rest of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, will be right here on 103.7 The Buzz. Chuck, are your pipes ready? You're going to be quite busy here these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've got a little stretch starting now. But, you know, this is fun. I'm excited about what's going on with the basketball team. I think it's going to be a great day tomorrow. You know, the baseball teams, you know, it certainly looks like it could be a great year. So, you know, it's fun right now. Both sports have a little momentum, and we'll see what happens.
Talk about Stanek. Obviously, last year, I think one of the keys to getting Arkansas to Omaha, he will be the Friday starter this year. Talk about what Ryan Stanek brings to the mound.
Well, he's the complete package. He may be the first pitcher taken in the draft in June, or he may be the first overall pick in the draft come June. He's a big-time talent, and if his arm stays fine, and you always have to say that with a pitcher, but if his arm stays fine, he's going to be in the big leagues in rather short order. You know, he's certainly can be a power pitcher, and, you know, when you can run it up there in the mid-90s with movement, you're going to get a lot of people out. And but, you know, he's developed into beyond just a thrower while he's been here. And he can throw a breaking pitch. He throws off speed well. His location on those pitches is good. And, you know, college baseball has some really good players. And if you make mistakes on the mound, guys will make you pay. And he just has not made a lot of mistakes. And but he, you know, more than anything, you notice that velocity. And that's what separates him from a lot of guys.
Chuck, who are some of maybe some players that played a little bit last year, or some of the incoming freshmen that maybe we don't know about a lot right now, but are really going to have an impact on this team?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Matt. I've not seen him practice a lot for the simple reason that I've been kind of busy with basketball. I do know that there's a young man from Mountain Home named Trey Killian that is they're talking about perhaps being a conference starter, and at the very least, he's going to figure in things prominently. And when you consider the depth of this pitching staff, I think that's a pretty remarkable statement. But, you know, when you look at this team this year, most of the key components were here a year ago. This is not a team that, by and large, is going to have to rely on newcomers. Now, They redshirted a kid from Van Buren last season named Tyler Spoon, who I understand just knocks the cover off the ball, and I'm anxious to see him today. I've not seen him before, so this will be new for me, too. They're moving Ficicello to second, and a guy who played as a freshman a couple of years ago, Eric Fisher, is going to take over at first. And, you know, he redshirted last year, so he's a guy that is a really good defensive first baseman, one of the best in the league. They need him to hit. If he can hit, he can play every day, and all this movement works. But those are the guys that I think when you look at things that might be a little different this year, you know, I think that's a place to start. But by and large, this is going to be a team of veterans, and that's what gives them a chance, I think, to be really good.
Chuck, it seemed like last year down the stretch, specifically at Houston, and then there in Waco, Arkansas was able to win the close games. Is there more offense on the team this year to where they might be able to get that run total up into closer to 10 runs a game, you know, maybe between six and 10?
And I think people need to understand, with the changes in the bats, you're not going to see offense even like we saw in 2009 when that team went to Omaha and they had Ivner and Wilkins and mm-hmm. those guys. You're not going to see offenses like that again in college baseball. The bats will just not allow that. Now, I do think you're going to see a team that sprays the ball well. I do think you're going to see a team that does have a little bit more pop. I think the key is going to be, are there holes in your lineup? You don't have to have a bunch of 400 hitters and a bunch of big boppers to score runs. What you have to have are literally 9 tough outs. And I think a year ago there were, you know, during the course of the season and even into the postseason, there were 2 or 3 spots where there were holes in the lineup where if the guy made good pitches, and when you get to the postseason, they're going to, if the guy made good pitches, generally that hitter was retired. And I think that's the thing that they've got to get better at offensively. This is not going to be a 10-run a team or a 10-run a game team. It may not be a 7 or 8-run a game team. You pad your numbers in non-conference. What matters is what you do in the SEC. And, you know, generally speaking, if I think with this team's pitching, if they can go out and average 5 or 6 runs per ball game in conference play, I think they'll be the champions at the end of the year.
And, Chuck, you said something that they did to the bats. For the listeners out there, what have they done to change the bats? How will what they've done really affect it? But what have they done to the bats?
Well, they've made them much more like wooden bats in terms of the material. It's not the old aluminum bat, number one. It's much different in that respect, what the makeup of it is. But the biggest change is the weight differential. You know, back in the 90s when guys, were just hitting, incredible numbers of home runs, you had you had 36-inch bats that weighed 31 ounces. And, as a result, you have that whip effect. And so, consequently, you had guys that, you could throw a fastball inside and you couldn't get the hitter out because the bat was so light that he was able to turn on that pitch and hit it out of the ballpark. And can't do that now.
Yeah.
And the boomerang effect off the bat has been lessened to a great degree. A lot of it's safety. A lot of it's made for a better game, too. I really think one of the factors in this, though, is, all the ball games, or a lot of the ball games, I shouldn't say all, but a lot of them are on television now. ESPN does a lot of college baseball games. You've got to be able to fit the game into a 3-hour window if you want it to consistently be on television. You can't be playing 3.5-4-hour ball games and have ESPN continue to televise your games. And this makes for a quicker game. It is a less offensive game, but I think being able to fit it into that 3-hour window is a big part of this.
Chuck Barrett, voice of the Razorbacks, joins us here on Overtime. Chuck, a couple of more questions for you. I know we got to let you go. You've got to get ready for the game. Walk-up music. We are going to ask listeners today what their walk-up music would be. We know baseball players like to have that. What would your walk-up music be if you were walking to the plate? Come on now.
Oh, I hadn't really thought of that. Probably, I've always been a U2 guy, so probably something by U2.
Something from U2.
I like it. There we go.
Matt's right with you there with that.
Yeah, something like that.
Also, Set the scene for us. People tailgating, getting ready for this. I know that There are a lot of Razorback baseball fans, specifically from Central Arkansas, that drive up to the games. I know there are a lot of fans around Northwest Arkansas. What's the scene like outside Baum Stadium?
Well, people are milling about. When I, you know, when I pulled up, there were some guys tailgating out there. There's a crew that, you know, they're going to be out there regardless of what the what the weather is. And I, you know, with a 3 o'clock game on a weekday, you know, it's not like a Saturday where everybody's here 2 or 3 hours early. It is a cool day. In fact, it's I don't think it's 40 degrees right now yet. So I mean, it's going to be a chilly day. The sun's come out. But this will be a crowd that, probably arrives about game time. But I think we'll have a big crowd today. I think the fact that the sun's out kind of changes the way people view the day. And I would expect a very big crowd by the time we start at 3.
Stanek starting today. What's his pitch count?
I really don't know. I've not recorded the pregame with Dave yet. I'm going to guess somewhere around 70 pitches, somewhere in that neighborhood. The weather has something to do with that, and you know, they know what Stanek can do. Mm-hmm. I think that they want to probably pitch a lot of guys over the course of this weekend, and the fact that neither Fant or Suggs is going to pitch this weekend, it kind of limits the numbers a little bit. But I would not expect Stanek to go more than maybe 3 or 4.
Especially if they get a lead, and he sees what he wants to see first game of the year, that you're probably right, yeah, 3 or 4 innings.
I would think even if they don't have a lead, that's kind of how you have to manage a pitching staff early in the year, and I think it's the same way with the position players. You know, the thing you have to remember is it is a 56 game season, and you're not going to go 56-0. And what matters most is how you're playing when it gets warm in May and June. And you've got to play guys early in the season that may not even be on the travel roster by the time you get to the meaningful games. But there are going to be some of these young players. You asked about them earlier, Matt. There's always one or two that emerge, and you've got to let those guys play early on. So I think today through this weekend, probably through the first couple of 3 weeks, we're going to see the lineup shuffled a good bit and then probably settled by the time we get to the SEC.
Yeah, and you talked about the young players. Tyler Spoon, I remember him because he's from Van Buren, where I went to school for a few years. He's a great athlete, but I remember him being a third grader running around the church. So excited to get to see him, and hopefully he does have success. Real quick, Chuck, how many wins do you think? What's a good if they get to 30 wins, is that good, or do you see them getting more than that?
Oh, I think this is a team that's got a chance during the regular season to win 40-plus ball games.
Out of 52 or 56, what'd you say?
56.
40-plus out of 56, yeah, that is pretty good.
Yeah, I think this is a 40-win team if they play to their potential. I think it's a team that ought to play at home when we get to the postseason. I'm not saying anything they haven't said. These are goals that they've set for themselves. Again, they're not going to win 50 games in the regular season, but I do think they win 40. And I think when it's all said and done, this is a team that's if things stay together, they've got a chance to play a long time this year.
Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Razorbacks, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Looking forward to listening to the games when we can. And let's set a date 4 months from today. June the 15th. I don't even know if that's a weekday or not, but let's have a conversation about Arkansas playing in the College World Series.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chuck.
Hey, let's do better than that, Trey. You come to Omaha and bring that card, and you can buy dinner. How about that?
Well, we will be in Omaha if they make it there.
But I know you will.
We can play the card shuffle for who buys dinner. How about that?
Fair enough.
All right, Chuck.
Good to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you.